There are times which bring opportunity that, when you receive it, truly becomes a benefit and cause for celebration. That showed itself to be, well, an assumption, more than a fact, with a couple of things recently in New Jersey. On a brighter note, a place of honor for our military heroes who pass away has taken a major leap forward in Sussex County. Here to discuss these matters is the Assemblywoman for New Jersey's 24th District, Allison McHose. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Doing great. Thank you.
Now, what is it about the New Jersey officials, either locally or the state and the Meadowlands? Well, let's just take a couple of examples here. Shopping malls. You build a shopping mall, you're going to make money. You're going to have people, you're going to generate revenue, except for Xanadu. Only thing that's there from Xanadu is something that looks like Frank Lloyd Wright might have designed when he was high on cocaine or something. You have, hey, let's get the Super Bowl. We'll make money. Everyone makes money with the Super Bowl. Not New Jersey. All the activity was over in New York. NFL pays for nothing, and New Jersey taxpayers are in the process of finding out about how much costs some of the taxpayers might have to actually pick up. And let's see. Oh, third, horse racing. Everyone makes money on horse racing. You get revenue. You get help for the businesses around where the racetracks are. And what's the state do? Step on the industry's throat and try to stifle it. What's wrong with this picture?
Yeah, I mean, this. We knew after we were, you know, it was committed that the game would be played here. It became evident that New York was going to try to capitalize on the entertainment side and the hotel fees and all, and attract people there. No one knew what, you know, Super Bowl Boulevard would be like, or if people would even go. Obviously, they did go, and certainly, you know, they visited and spent money over there. The question I have is, I guess, will the cost outweigh the revenue from, because apparently the players have to pay income tax on the days they were here, but it'll be interesting to see the breakdown once we have the final numbers.
Well, so just, I mean, there's all different ways you can do the math, but here's something. The cost of each of the 109 luxury boxes that the league sold and gets to keep at MetLife for the Sunday game was $400,000. So just on that alone, the NFL brought in $43,600,000.
Wow.
And they get to keep that. New Jersey doesn't see a dime of that. And, I mean, you go through the cost of security, the torture of just getting in and out of the stadium because the MTA had no way, shape, or form the ability to handle they're estimating between 20 and 25,000 people in mass transportation situations. I heard an official, a former official with the New Jersey Transportation Department say they had a U2 concert there a year or 2 years ago, I forget. And 12,000 people on mass transportation pushed the system to the limit. So transportation officials just flat out over-exaggerated their capabilities. And again, it's just a matter of, you know, once again, it looks like New Jersey takes what many people think to be an easy moneymaker, and they wind up on the losing end of the stick. We have our second round of Superstorm Sandy spending. That's been released. It's $1.46 billion, and some of the ways it breaks down. I mean, there's a whole bunch of ways, but just for the ease of visual math here, $390 million will go into a major housing recovery initiative: the reconstruction, rehabilitation, elevation, mitigation, or REM program. And that would move about 3,000 homeowners off of waiting lists and into actually getting funding for rebuilding their homes, as it's been more than a year. $100 million will be set aside for a state-administered buyout program. That's for flood-prone neighborhoods. $245 million for three initiatives targeted at renters, rental housing, and to allocate $5 million for a tourism marketing campaign, which is $20 million less than the Storm starring Chris Christie and family commercial. I guess a lot of people are concerned about whether or not the round two is going to be similar to round one, with excessive amounts of red tape and application challenges, to the point where in the first round of Sandy funding, we saw 80% of applicants who were denied initial funding out of this money to through their appeal process actually wind up being eligible for the funding. So it seems like people are hoping that the system has been fine-tuned and revamped and some of that red tape has been removed.
Let's hope we learned from the first round what worked and what didn't work, because certainly there are a lot of people that are still in great need to get their homes back to be inhabitable, to be safe, and there's all kinds of issues. There's, you know, the air quality. There are, you know, there are a lot of people, although people initially said, oh, it's a lot of people with second homes, that's not necessarily the case, because there are certainly a lot of people that live there year-round, and we need to, you know, help these folks be able to maintain a place to live. And certainly, like I said, hopefully we've learned from the mistakes of the first round.
Just going into that appeal process, there were nearly 3,200 homeowners who applied to a program that offers grants of up to $150,000 for rebuilding and elevation costs. They were initially told they did not qualify. About one-third of those appealed their rejections, and 79% of the appeals upon review were found to be eligible. Although, again, the appeals process, someone, I heard an interview with a homeowner down from South Jersey saying, and it was a retired person, that he couldn't see or fathom how someone who had a full-time job would be able to take the time and invest the time it took him to win his appeal.
I've heard that too. And, you know, that's troubling, because certainly there are many working, you know, households that, you know, don't have the time. And I've heard very similar stories with even with the permitting process for rebuilding and some of the, you know, tie-ups in the municipalities with construction officials being on overload and not being able to review applications and review construction. So it's still, we still have a long way to go for recovery.
Wrapping up our time with Assemblywoman Allison McCose here on Issues and Ideas, AllisonMcCose.com on the web. Statehouse is njledge.state.nj.us. There is some good news every so often in the state, though. The Northern New Jersey Veterans Memorial Cemetery is taking a leap forward now. And rather than plotting and planning, we're at the point now where we're talking about construction and further funding. They're estimating it should cost a total of $1 million to do everything the way they want to do it. And I know that you're sponsoring a piece of legislation that will hopefully bring that to that amount in sooner versus later.
Yes, and you know, this is another check-off box on your taxes and hopefully your state taxes. And we're hoping that people will you know, support us, and there are other means, private fundraisers that have been held. And one big step also that happened recently was we got approval by the funeral the board that oversees funeral and homes and cemeteries, and they gave us the okay to actually go forward with this. And Sussex Tech has been great. The students actually made a sign that's going to be put up, because the property is adjacent to Sussex Tech. So we're really, you know, now it comes down to, you know, people will realize it's coming to fruition. And like I said, just keep helping us send in your donations.
And a big salute to John Harrigan, who's been leading this project for this past 5 years. And
definitely.
And for all that's still to come, if you want to share your thoughts on what we've discussed here and bring to her attention something you think is important, you do that at AllisonMcCose.com. And to follow the action at the State House, that, of course, is njledge.state.us. She is the Assemblywoman for New Jersey's 24th District, Allison McCose. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, and have a good Sunday.